Divine and heavenly banquet. I have a burden on my heart to share this morning. Hope it'll be fairly direct. Before I share it, for those of you who know me, you might not always see me live out what I'm going to share, but I hope that the Lord will give you the grace to look past any feelings you see in me or anybody else and to follow what's in His Word, and I hope to share some verses in His Word. The burden on my heart is an exhortation to forgiveness. A few years ago, after a hymn sing, I was hanging out with my friend Matthew Judd. We'd probably played hockey the night before, and we were going back and forth, talking smack, and he'd say something witty about my hockey performance, I'd say something witty about his. We were having a good time. But then he landed a shot that I didn't have an answer for. And I realized I needed to beat a retreat. And I decided to retreat via the high road. So I said, Matthew, it's okay. I'm going to let it go. I forgive you. The truce lasted for about a minute. Matthew wasn't out of ammunition. He had another shot for me. But this shot I had an answer for. And so I quickly gave my retort. There was an older sister sitting there listening to us. And no sooner were the words out of my mouth than she looked over at me and she said, James, I thought you said you forgave him. And as I sat there in stunned silence, she said, it's not so easy, is it? To begin, I'd like to establish two reference points. First, imagine, remember the best thing you've ever done for the Lord. That time when you were close to Him and you did something for the Lord, and it just was something that, if I can say it reverently, if the Lord owed you a favor for anything, it would be for what you did that day. So that's on one side. And I might be on thin ice here, but on the other side, imagine the worst thing that a brother or sister in Christ has ever done to you. Those are our two reference points. The Lord Jesus could say, I do always those things that please my Father. In Hebrews 10, He said, Lo, I come to do Thy will, O God. And in John 17, He said, I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. Let's go to Psalm 22. We have our two reference points. They're different for each person in this room. What you've done for the Lord. A reason why you deserve something. A reason why you deserve a certain level of treatment, of respect. The other reference point, what somebody might have done to you, and I in no way am trying to belittle that. I am in no way trying to make light of what might have happened in your life. But I'd like for all of us, especially for myself, to look at the example of our Lord Jesus. Psalm 22. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Verse 6, I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn, they shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord, that He would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing He delighted in him. Verse 11, Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. For thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. Verse 11. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gates speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. Verse 14. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Psalm 38. Psalm 38, verse 8. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it is also gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me. They that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. Verse 19, mine enemies are lively and they are strong. They that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Mark's Gospel. Chapter 14, verse 56. For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain and bear false witness against him. Down in verse 65, and some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to buffet him, and to say unto him, prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. Chapter 15, verse 15. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple, and plaited a crown of thorns, and put it about his head, and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And down in verse 29, they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. Now just hold your place there in Mark. Go for one verse to John, to Luke's Gospel. Luke 23, verse 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Back to our place in Mark. Picking up at Mark 15:33, when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Those words in Luke 23 again, Father, forgive them. Hebrews chapter 12. I hope for my own heart and also for everybody else's here. I hope those first two reference points that we set up based on our own experience, I hope they're gone. I hope they've been replaced with two new reference points that are so far apart they aren't even comparable to the first set. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 15, partway through the verse, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Be therefore followers of God.